Have you ever wondered, for example, why there's 60 minutes in an hour or 60 seconds in a minute?
Yeah, I've done a little of that. And back to your other question, if I were to buy, I would buy a dozen. If somebody said, go to the store, George, buy us some donuts, I'd buy a dozen.
Okay, and did you ever wonder why it's a dozen when we all have 10 fingers and 10 toes?
No, no.
Most people don't even think about it. That's the kind of questions that I had. Why is it a dozen? Why is there 12 calendar months? You know, why is there 12 tribes of Israel, 12 disciples of Jesus, 12 Olympian gods? Why is this recurring 12 coming all the time? And the answer actually is pretty simple. The Sumerian mathematical system is called sexagesimal, which was anything was divisible by 6, and then they multiplied 6 by 10. So anything was divisible was always even numbers and very easy for them to calculate gigantic numbers. They the ones that came out with a 360-degree circle, which is 6 times 60, and the 24 hours in a day in the olden days that used to be called 12 double hours. Again, 12 came up. When the reason the number 12 is because this Anunnaki religion or their way of viewing the world and viewing their place in the solar system, they assigned an astronomical object to 12 different gods. And they used the sun and the moon and the 9 planets we have that we know about, and they used that extra planet Nibiru. And they assigned one of the 12 to each god. So they had a base that came out with 12, which was obviously 2 times 6. So this numbering system, which affects our time and our way of counting and our calendar to this day, was created by them.
And I'd also continue that sentence with another 12 factoid, which is the 12 houses of the zodiac.
Mm-hmm.
So they were the first ones to divide the heavens into 12 parts and assign for that location, you know, a certain constellation. And people ask, you know, well, how would you know and what was the point of knowing about which cycle you were in? You know, you could basically come out at sunrise and see what constellation the star is rising in front of and say, ah, we are in the age of Pisces or in the age of Aquarius. And there's actually another little tie into this is that recently in the news, there's been a device, a Greek calculator, which they called the Antikythera mechanism.
Yeah, it's an amazing device, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. And it's, you know, recently just come back into the news, but it's been kind of mystified by scholars for a while because, you know, they did radar on this and found that it's got 37 or so cogs and wheels all intricately tied together, more complicated than a Swiss watch. But it's thought to have been a very interesting piece of technology used for mainly two purposes. One, for astronomical sightings, where if you're a seaman, you could, you know, plot with this device
mm-hmm.
the positions of stars and, you know, set a course. But it also had astrological data, where it was very esoteric for someone at that time to have a device that could tell you, tonight Mars is going to be aligned with Venus, or your planet sign is going to be in this location, and, you know, it would be good for you to do this at that time. So it was very esoteric knowledge for someone to be able to possess the ability to say where the positions of the planets are in relation to each other, and that's basically what the Antikythera mechanism did.
How old is this mechanism?
Well, it's believed to be around 1,500 to 2,000 years old, but there's no set date on it exactly. There's also discrepancies as to who could have built it in the Greek time frame. One of the people it's postulated is maybe Archimedes, who's a very advanced mathematician and technologist for his time.
I remember him, buoyancy in my physics class.
So just a lot of the things, again, when we talk about the Sumerians and their legacy of information, that number 12, as Eric pointed out, is really a great pinnacle of looking at some of the facts for everything that we use today, from our time to calendar to the count, 12 in a dozen, 12 inches in a foot, but also 12 planets in our solar system. And that's where the Anunnaki say that they originally came from,
right.
Is from the 12th planet.
Well, yeah, it's actually, yeah, it's like 12 objects.
12 objects,
but
yeah.
See,
celestial objects.
In the ancient word, the astrological object, they sometimes use the same term. So it could be translated as planet. Or
there's, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Eric, but I believe there's an actual tablet that shows the route actually taken by the Anunnaki from their vicinity of the solar system, you know, of where Nibiru would be, as to how they charted a course from Nibiru to actually here.
That's true, Jason. That piece is called the Planisphere, and it's in the British Museum. It's on their permanent display. It's a round disc carved object.